may seem easier to handle the stress of living right now if you don't have to do it alone. That just leaves the problem of finding a mate. You can always look on the internet, but NPR's Tovia Smith found that many single people are trying to connect in more traditional ways.
In many ways, these are great times to be dating. If you're looking for love online, there are literally thousands of sites where you can narrow your search for a suitable mate to anything from Buddhist to nudist. Or if you're craving a face-to-face encounter, you might try something that's now as trendy as it is time-efficient, called 8-Minute Dating.
Your number's 942 tonight. This is your dating card. In here, you write the name and number of each person you're dating.
At a downtown Boston bar, 80 hopeful singles will basically serial date 8 to 10 other potential mates before they call it a night.
Manuela, nice to meet you.
Manuela, nice to meet you. Where from?
I'm from Boston, actually. I live in the Somerville area.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have breath mints?
Oh, I do.
The good news is, if you hate the guy you're dating, it'll be over before you can say Altoids. But the bad news is, speed dating and the internet are still pretty imperfect ways to search for a mate.
It's getting harder for a lot of single men and women out there.
Social historian Barbara Defoe Whitehead says that's because we're in a transition period where old mating and dating rituals don't apply anymore and new ones are not yet established.
This is a kind of pioneering period where there really is no common script, so that there's a lot of innovation and even self-promotion that goes on in order to find someone that is right for you.
Ironically, the innovations that may do best in the new millennium are those that simply revive the mating and dating rituals of years gone by.
Remember the old thing, have I got a girl for you? We've just taken it to the modern age.
In a suburban Boston living room, a gaggle of Jewish mothers are plotting how to connect their nice Jewish sons with their nice Jewish daughters.
Take a look. She's beautiful. She gets mistaken for Julia Roberts all the time.
Beverly Diamond is the mother of three eligible daughters and founder of J-Moms, or Jewish Mothers Organizing Matches.
I mean, how can you trust these slick guys in a dating service over your mother judgment-wise? I mean, we are primed and wired to do these matches. So I thought if I could get a mother of a couple of tall, Jewish, nice guys, you know, I think it'll be worth it.
Diamond likes to say she's making history by turning modern-day soccer moms into old-world matchmakers, but as another J-mom, Vicky Malver, puts it, it's more like history's making a comeback.
I think, you know, everything does go full circle. I think if you live long enough, you see your shoes come back that you just threw out because they were taking up too much room.
Platforms! If I had saved my platforms, my daughters would be
really
so thrilled.
I used to be told.
You can come in here, and this doorway is going to be rolled and tucked leather with a martini handle.
Even the hot and trendy bar scene is now trending retro.
And this is going to bring you into the little Rat Pack retro lounge called the DeVille.
Nightclub owner Patrick Lyons points out the groovy 60s Pucci-style design at the bowling alley he's building in Boston's Back Bay. Lyons says singles are getting sick of the high-tech and the impersonal world of virtual dating and meat markets and now crave what he calls a kinder and gentler alternative.
The last four projects that we've built have all been throwbacks to the days of old, where we're playing Frank Sinatra music and celebrating the martini as opposed to techno music and mirror balls. It definitely is a throwback. I think in these uncertain times, you know, people always retreat to familiarity.
People still want to go out, Lyon says. They need ways to meet and mate now more than ever. But they're looking to do it in new and different ways that lately are looking more and more like the ways of old. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.
Hey, come to our website, npr.org, and search for the term dating.